الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Discussing the lives of the people of the past and the lessons that we have to take from there. Last week we discussed about Barsisa, was an extremely pious person known, and he was the hallmark of piety known. But because he did not observe the laws of Allah, and that also in a shaitan camouflaged it and was out in the name of kindness and in the name of goodness and compassion and consideration. And without realizing it, he was breaking the laws of Allah. So much so that he got involved in zina. A child was born, then murder, then another murder. Then finally, he died without iman. He even disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. So the sin of guarding our eyes, not guarding our eyes, it looks like a small thing. But just see where it leads to. And shaitan works with all the time. When hearing this, it is very possible that we think this is for big people. They must be very careful. And shaitan makes us to exclude ourselves. This, we are not in danger. These big people are in danger. That if they don't make parda, this can happen to them. Like also with Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, rahmatullah alayh, also a very great buzurg. So when he slipped up just thinking low about other people, non-Muslims, the Christians, we think that these big people are taken to task, and it doesn't apply to us. And a person who is conscious of his deen and is conscious of his own welfare, a person who doesn't even worry about himself, what is his value? Forget worrying about his wife, family, he doesn't worry about himself. And this is the case when we think this applies to other people, it doesn't apply to us. And then our mind also goes to other people, what mistakes they are making, etc. And shaitan makes it, our mind doesn't go to our mistakes. So for that, very, very important, each one of us, no matter what level we are, where we are, we have to worry about ourselves. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person goes out in the morning, and if he does not make the firm intention of not causing harm to anyone, he hasn't got the intention of harming anyone, and he hasn't got the intention of not harming anyone, that person will definitely harm some people. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali uses that same principle and says, a person who goes out in the morning and does not make the intention, firm, solid intention, that I won't look at a fair mahram woman, as a strange woman. And neither has he got the intention that I'm going to look at them. He's going out in a neutral condition. That person will definitely get involved in looking. Therefore, it's necessary that a person, every individual, we must worry about ourselves. The example of this to understand, if a car is parked in neutral and the handbrakes are not drawn up also, it's not in gear also. So anyone pushing it from the back, it will go front. Anyone pushing it from the front, it will go back, because there's nothing holding it. Just like that, if we don't make the intention of not looking, and neither have we got the intention of looking, that isn't in our mind. But till we don't make the intention of not looking, we will look. And a person will get involved. So when a person leaves home, he must make this intention. Because wherever we are living in a non-Muslim world of today. The non-Muslims are controlling the world today. And their environment, there are women everywhere. The billboards, anywhere. If you just want to go for a legitimate thing on your phone also, it may be inevitable that you don't see some woman also picture. On the road you walk, wherever, So every person must be conscious that I must control myself. And when we go to certain places like supermarkets, then there also we have to go. The ideal thing is the woman should stay at home, the man should go and do the shopping. But there will be women there also, at the till, everywhere. So there also, when a person goes and he doesn't make the niyat more firm, more stronger, normally we just go about our work also, we must make that niyat. But when we are going to such places, to the airports, etc., to any such places, then more a person must put himself on guard. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali say, Harim e dil ke apne paas ba rehna. Oh Ahmad, you will be on guard of the sanctuary of your heart. That is your heart which is only for Allah. If you are not, koi ghair na a jaye, that some other stranger must not come in your heart. But if you just go, and in all this we should think, that who of us ever thinks when we leave home that I must be careful, my eyes mustn't fall on any other woman. Like that also it will fall. But if we don't make that niyyah, then we will keep on looking. And then evil thoughts will come. And just like Barsisa, where that one little thought of kindness led him. Not a look of evil. He didn't look with lust and with passion. He looked with kindness and compassion. And where that led him to die without iman, which means burning in the fire of Jahannam in the Qabr till now, with snakes all around him. And then on Qiyamah Day, what will be the condition? With this thing, Shaitan, his objective is to steal our iman finally. Not only that we commit a guna, but to steal our iman. So each one of us, we must be careful. Then when we go out, wherever we are driving on the road, we are walking on the road, there are a lot of temptations all around. And if a person is not in dhikr, then Shaitan puts all evil thoughts in his mind. And then he starts looking around. And it's very easy that you even get then involved in talking with, when you are at your workplace. Before that, we have to think also very carefully. In our homes, most of our homes, we have got servants working, females, domestic servants. And there is parda with them also. And those laws of that parda, we should find out from a mufti that how to apply those laws. Islam is not impractical. Islam is not difficult. But there are laws. One time we were having visit an alim, a good alim. And while we were sitting in the lounge, the lady, the maid, she brought the tea or whatever it was and she put it. And he spoke freely with her also, in a very kind and fond way also. So where does Islam allow all that? And then she's coming and putting the tea in front there. So you are allowed to keep the females, they are working in the house, but then there are laws also. And they are not impractical, they are practical. But let us find out what these laws are and apply them accordingly. So in the home also, when we are there and we have got these females working, laws apply that we should have maintained our parda there also. And then a very unbecoming thing, which unfortunately seems to be imported from neighboring countries. Now we are keeping in our homes male workers. The female workers, the men are mostly out of the house. During the day, the men are gone. And so the females are there with the females, our females. So it's carrying on. And in fact, even from non-Muslim females, there is also parda for our females, but also at that level. So we should find out all the details of this. For anything else, we will find out so much detail. Just applying for something, or just wanting to buy something, we'll ask so many people, we'll go on the website and we'll find out. But for our deen, even we good people, even we ulama, we don't find out what are the rules and how to apply them. If we are concerned of our akhirat, that I'm going to be answerable, and if we are concerned that just what the eyes, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, النَّذْرُ السَّحْمُمْ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومِ, the one gaze is an arrow of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. And from that one gaze, he can make you lose your iman. He can make you leave this world without iman. So therefore, we should be very concerned and find out what are the laws. And according to that, practically our life will carry on also. And also we will be in the limits of Sharia by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So now with the males working in the house, the male, our male, the male man of the house, he's out of the house. And the male, our females are the whole day with those males in the house. How, what big fitna, open fitna it is. In every way, we know that many of these workers who work in the house, they do inside jobs for robbery, etc. How many times, how lot they have robbed the people. Very trustworthy people. People that you have trust, like a family member, you have trust on them. And they come to know of all the financials of the house, and big, big robberies and have taken place, are taking place all the time. But you, when that veil of blindness is put on the eyes, we don't see it. Now, not only the money matters, we are leaving our woman with them. They are men, our women are women. And a person, if he doesn't take precaution, what and what can happen? The worst crimes can happen. And at the lightest, rape can happen. At the worst, with consent, all evil can happen. The whole house is free to them. There is no one there. Children are gone out to madrasa school. The men are not at home. And that woman is alone with a strange man. And all the time. And then, so this is a very, very unbecoming thing, which we have to be very concerned about. Then also, within our home, those homes where we normally maintain parda. But when any occasion comes, a function, like for example, a family get-together, some walima, anything like that, then many times we don't observe the parda as it is supposed to be also. For one thing, which is also very, very dangerous and unbecoming and becoming, and which is quite common, that, for example, a father-in-law not only shakes hands with his daughter-in-law, but even embraces her. And the son-in-law not only shakes hands with his mother-in-law, sisters-in-law, but even embraces them. And this is called like good character, etiquette. How blind shaitan made us, that the very haram thing he has made that look permissible for us. And if we don't do it, the haram, then he says you haven't got akhlaq in you. You are bad akhlaq. On Eid's day, then good people, pious people, they want the whole family to sit together. And all the brother-in-law, sisters-in-law, all sit together and eat. This is all totally haram also, and it leads to complete destruction in the home also. For example, a person gives his wife 3 talaqs, talaq-e-mughallaza, but there is still a way that you can reconcile also with halala, etc. Though not like that, but there is. But if a person from whom there was no parda, the parda was not from your daughter-in-law, your daughter, your mother-in-law, there isn't parda there. But if they touched one another with a little bit of desire, that nikah breaks in such a way that it can never be repaired again. No halala, no nothing can make it halal again. And it brings total destruction. And in the family, one is talaq takes place because differences, arguments, not agreeing, we can't get along. And yet, nikah breaks where you're getting along very well. You love one another. You appreciate one another, and now you have to totally abandon to all this. How hard is that? Where talaq takes place because there was hatred, there was animosity, there was dislike, you had all the bitter you were, and then you are happy that person is out of your life. But yeah, where you are happy with the person, and you are comfortable, and you can't do without the person, but because of this little bit, so shaitan comes in such a way that he breaks. Now the heartache also, and the home is broken also. And if you want to live like that, as unfortunately many people opt, where they try and sweep the conscience under the carpet, but it doesn't stay, and that conscience troubles a person. And in any case, it shows, from experience we have seen, people who tried and cover up, the mort Allah make raham, how it comes. What halat and conditions come on a person then. So, and a person who opts to observe the laws of Sharia, he'll go through heartache. Perhaps a few months, perhaps a few years, but then Allah will bring that joy back to him, which was superior than the joy of before also. So anyway, this parda is important not only for the people of the status of Barsisa, but for every individual. Yeah, also, another thing our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, some people feel, but I know my limit. This doesn't apply to me. That person, Hazrat says, is actually objecting to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, why did you make this law? I'm above this law. This law, I don't need it. I know I'm very pure and very clean. Allah, who knows us better than ourselves also, He made the laws of parda. And where we feel that no, in our Gujarati community, in our this community, our that community, we mix with all, and we don't go beyond the limits. And we don't need the laws of Allah, so to say. We don't say it with our tongue, but by our actions. We are saying that we don't need the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then we break the laws, and terrible consequences come. So we should be very, very careful there. Then, if we are running a business, for example, then there will be female customers also, depending what kind of business. There's a, what's called it, you are selling material, fabric, you are selling, you got a hardware shop, there very few women will come, though they do come also. So all the different types. So your customers also, they are also parda laws. But also Islam is practical. Find out what are the laws, how they should be observed. Then the other is your own staff you have got. And in most cases, perhaps all cases, there are female staff also. This is again a very dangerous area, because the staff feels indebted to the boss, to the authority, to who are on top of them. And everyone wants favors. And it's a common thing in all the big, big businesses and government places where for sexual favors, promotions are given. So this is a thing that the woman also is susceptible to that. She also gives into this without realizing it. So we have to be very careful there. And in all cases, the laws of Allah are superior. And for our own goodness of this dunya, to have a peaceful life, and our life of the akhirat also depends on all these things. Allah has made a model Islam for us, and we must apply that Islam into our lives. Not just have the name of Islam, but then right, left, right and center, we are breaking the laws of Islam. Each one of us thinks, as far as parda, my eyes are concerned, how much am I not breaking the, and do I ever make tawbah of this? Shaitan, another thing, never do. If a person starts making tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala opens, makes it easy to understand, and he moves forward, and Allah makes things easy. But we don't even, and in fact, we justify ourselves. And we say, you can't do it. It's not practical to live. In other words, Islam, we are making objection on Islam that Islam is not practical. Islam is fully practical, but we have to find out how. And then again, if we are working in places where we have got a secretary, for example, she might be sitting in our own office, and we are all the time with her, and there's no one else there, that is very, very dangerous also. She might be having her own office right next to our office, and for her work, she comes in and out. and they are trained in their secretarial courses, how they dress also, the perfume they put on. And when they will speak to the boss, they are trained that they put their face right into your face. And so close you become. And if our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that many people say this, it doesn't affect us. For us it is normal. The Hazrat says that if you put butter in front of fire and that butter doesn't melt, then it isn't butter. It is something else. When Allah knows us better, when man and woman can come in so close contact and nothing happens to them, they don't feel anything, then they are not man and woman. They may be some other species. But if they are man and woman, naturally the thoughts and the feelings have to come in those people. And therefore are the laws of Sharia to protect us. The laws of Sharia, whether it is parda or anything else, is not to make our lives difficult. It is to protect us, to give us a pure, clean life. A life that you enjoy, not a life that temporarily, for a little while, you go overboard in enjoyment and then total destruction after that forever. No, it's the laws of Sharia are that we maintain a good, healthy relationship with who we are. When we break the laws of Allah, we go over the limit of showing love, kindness to whom we are not supposed to be. And to our own family, we don't show. And then when the bitterness comes, then completely destruction from all angles. Then, of course, there's conditions of suicide come also. Condition then of drug addiction comes. Alcohol addiction comes. And people want to drown their sorrows in all these things. All this holidays, a person who is overworked today. The laws of the government are such that you are not allowed to overwork your employee. So nobody is overworked. So what is the holiday? To go and drown our sorrows. And if you live a proper life, you don't have sorrows. And you live a clean life all the time, you can carry on normal. But when you are living a wrong life, it's not your hard work that you are overworked. It is your sorrows you want to go and drown, and then you go into more sorrowful places, which will cause you more sorrow. That is how shaitan works. So we have to be very careful of all these things. Then, as far as our madrasas are concerned, whether it is the maktab also, whether it is the imam of the town also, the imam of the masjid, because in the maktab, almost all our makatib today have got apas also. And they are males also. And they now, no parda. They have their meetings openly with one another. In a deen institution also, the laws of Sharia are not applied. And the fitnas that come from time in time, they surface. But they are there all the time. Wherever this happens, then be sure the fitnas are there. Otherwise, Allah should not have given these rules if there was a possibility of no fitna. And then sometimes everywhere, everyone tries and cover it up. That we know it's dirty, we don't have to take out dirty linen. It's our maulana, it's our imam sahab, it's apa in the madrasa or something. But this, from time of before till now, there were those cases where in our country, they took the imam and in public they shaved his whole beard because of what had happened. So all these terrible things happen all the time. Where we break the laws of Allah, be sure that things are going wrong. There in the madrasas, in the Muslim schools, Islamic schools, there is everything but Muslim and Islamic. There also the mixing, the boys and girls are now, at the beginning they had boys separately, classes separate, but now they sit together also. They play together in the breaks also. And when they have any meetings, all the male teachers and the female teachers all sit together and openly. And be 100% sure, where you break the laws of Allah, then Allah's, you can't break the Allah will break you. Our back will break, our neck will break. But you can't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala without you destroying and breaking yourself. So there on that occasion, all that also. And with the imam of the masjid in many places, especially country towns, a very friendly relationship is maintained with the ladies of the town also. And that Imam is liked by everyone also. He mixes with everyone freely. He's got very good akhlaq. The worst akhlaq is breaking the laws of Allah. And that is termed very good akhlaq he's got. That he mixes with all and everyone. And with this mixing, 100% the evil has to come with. You can make as much husn al-zann as you want to, but the evil of it has to come with. It's part and parcel of that. A person cannot be free of it. So that also we have to be, every individual must be very careful of all these matters. And then also, whoever the ulama are, even the mashayikh, they actually, the word sheikh that comes in our Khanqa system is for a person that in Arabic language, when a person reaches the age of 50, then he's called a sheikh now, an old man. By the age, so the, by that time, hopefully he has got more, he's matured, he's got some sense in him, etc. But so now, if he becomes, females become bayat with him, hopefully the laws he will be able to control. But this is also a very dangerous area, where especially young people are also given ijazat, and you are teaching the love of Allah. And where you can get the love of Allah, when it becomes so desirous to a person is prepared to do everything. And he feels, I'll get it from my sheikh. And he wants to become close, even if she's a female. She wants to become very close to the sheikh. And the sheikh also wants to teach the love of Allah. And he's also showing kindness. And all the fitnas come from there. Until the laws of Sharia are not maintained properly. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was so particular, females who used to write to him, they had to have the signature of the mahram, of the husband, of the father, brother, that I have read this letter which she has written, that I know what she has written. So those conditions are very, very important. Otherwise, we're just free, and all starts in a very noble way. In our time, for example, with email, and also all with genuine concerns, this Islam, that Islam, then without us realizing, we don't know where it lands to. And people get involved. Before you know what, how many Maulanas got married to the woman who came with their problems to them? How many Mashayikh get married to their Muridnis? And recently, in one neighboring country, the worst of crimes took place, which even led to the murder of the Muridni. So much because of this Bey Pardagi, then he had poisoned his female Murid when things went all wrong in that. He poisoned his female Muridni also. So, and this is now, which is present, current now. Not something that happens in some remote place or some very back zamana. So, parda, the laws, anyone who wants good for himself, he will observe the laws of parda to the T. And the more you observe them, the more you are safe. Also, we should be very careful of being landing ourselves in a position where we can be accused. Be clean. So, parda laws also are that you are not putting yourself in a way that people can have doubts on you. You must be very clear about that also. And people, for example, mashayikh who are still very young also, and they also must be very careful. And even old age does not excuse anyone whatsoever also. And Sharia hasn't put any excuse for being old age. Nowadays, no parda. Many people fall in that trap also, that now we are old, now the laws of parda don't apply to us. No, shaitan works on any and every person, even old age or whatever it is. So all the laws of Sharia, as far as parda is concerned, the more we observe them properly. And as I say, we find that, yeah, in my business, in my home, it's difficult. Ask the reliable muftis, and they will tell us how to maintain the laws of parda. And then do it according to that. It's not impractical, It's not difficult also. When we want to do it, Allah will make it and make it easy for us also. And the laws of this dunya, they are very hard. But because we have opted for that wrong lifestyle, therefore they seem to be easy to us, and the laws of Sharia seem to be difficult. If we make our maqsad of life Sharia, deen, commands of Allah and the Sunnah, then to observe those laws will be very easy, and then to live the other way of life will be very difficult. It's just a matter of putting us on the right course. And then the right things will be easy for us, the wrong things will be difficult. And when we are on the wrong course, the wrong things are easy, and the right things are difficult for us. So the laws of Sharia, as far as Parda is concerned, whoever has got his own welfare at heart, and that of our children, and that of our families, and our society, apply the laws of Sharia as what the... And Quran Sharif, imagine to this extent, the Quran Sharif has said that the jewelry women wear, on their feet also they wear, and that jewelry has got a sound also. So women should not walk in such a way that the sound comes. That sound of the jewelry is not permitted to be heard by other people, then her voice, where can it be? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was sitting with two of his wives, and Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, a blind sahabi came. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ihtijiba, make parda. They say, but he's blind. They say, are you blind? Can't you see him? Parda is not only that man must not see woman. Parda is that woman must not see man also. And if a man looks at woman, then you can see his eyes where he's looking. But a woman who is in niqab, she can see, but you can't see where she's looking. And so she's even in more danger. She can be looking also and acting as though I'm not looking. So parda, the laws of parda, Allah give us all tawfiq. And for our own good and all this, when we observe it, Allah gives thawab also. And Allah makes good conditions to come also. Allah give us tawfiq that we observe the laws of Allah in all matters, inshallah.